I'll talk to you in a minute about creating an atmosphere that is in harmony with the Holy Ghost. And anytime you work in the ministry of health, it's not a demeanor job, it's a powerful job because of the dimension that you are called to work in. It's a great position, but it yet is dangerous if strange fire is offered. You cannot do that. We had an incident here Wednesday night. I don't know how many of y'all were here Wednesday night. You don't play secular music in this church. Your boys play secular music in this church. I just, first time hearing the song, but I really don't care. People stare at us. And that kind of stuff must not be played in this church again. Now, you did it publicly, so I'm going to deal with it publicly out in church this morning. You cannot play. I don't know nothing about music. But you cannot play secular music in this church. This is God's house. And I want you to write these scriptures down. Leviticus 10:1, Numbers 3:4, Numbers 26:61, and Jude 1:7. And that's talking about strange fire. And you can get in serious trouble playing around, operating with strange fire. Now, as far, I'm going to deal with two or three things here. As far as the band and the musical department, Terry is over everybody. And when she say out, out. And maybe she has more of a concept of secular stuff than I do. I don't know. I've been out of wax a long time with secular stuff. And I, there's a difference between the flesh and the spirit. And so we can't get so happy and think we're in a groove. I want all band members and choir members in prayer, set your tail out. Don't be walking around doing everything like you're so busy. You ain't that busy. We need to contact God. I come here fully prepared with hours and hours every week. I spend about 25 or 30 hours every week to just come here for this 1 hour. And so if I come here, I need to come into a atmosphere that is conducive for the Holy Ghost. And so it's important, whatever part you play, is that you be prayed up and don't be slinging stuff or be in tune with the Holy Ghost. It's so important. Atmosphere has so much to do. I'm going to give you some things to work with, but I'm going to clear some things up here. So, how many of y'all were here Wednesday night? How many of y'all know what was going down? Go ahead and raise your hand up. You know what was going down. You know that song. I'm looking at you. I don't know why I pick you. You know that song, don't you? You know that song. That ain't Jesus. That ain't Jesus. That's flesh. How many of y'all knew what it was? Now, how many of y'all sung with it? See, you can't do that. You got to shut that thing down. The pastor not here. You know, Montreal should have shut it down instantly, should have stopped it, and should have cut up and raised Cain about it. I ain't no friendship up in here. Not when it comes down to the spirit. All right? Now, I don't want that to happen no more. Happen anymore, I would dismiss you forever. Now, another thing is, I set a certain attire to dress. Montreal, you see Montreal having his suit on? You better put yours on. You just come dress you any kind of way with them little tight clothes on and that band will tell you what you're doing. I want you to dress properly. I've laid out the guidelines. Whether I'm absent or present, y'all need to do it right. Y'all need to do it right. Now, I have another case. Nobody know about it, but I'm going to put it. The usher sent a note to a single young woman here. I never touch it, but since I got to touch all this stuff now. Ushers, you are not to use your position to approach nobody in here. Not unless it's about God. Now, that young girl could have left this church. You wrote her that note and made advances at her. She could have left this church and it'd been a sheep wounded. And I don't know why the sheep wounded. But you supposed to be a leader. You wounded her by your lust. And so I never put up with it. I don't run no women here. women my age and my sisters, that are older than me and my mama, and younger than me and my daughter. If I ain't gonna run no woman yet, nobody else gonna run no women yet. If anybody gonna run no women, I'm gonna run them, and I ain't running them. So we have to be real. We have to be real careful in what we do here. Maybe some things I'm not touching, but the atmosphere. I want to give you some things that can create an atmosphere that can cause God to do things for everybody. Number one, honor the Spirit at all times. Honor the Holy Spirit at all times. You must do that. You must do that. Number two, remembering that heaven is a different realm. Remember that heaven is a different realm. You come here, you got to get in a different realm. And the only way you're going to get in a different realm is you've been in that realm sometime this week before you come here. Number three, your heart must never be distracted. Your heart, never permit your heart to be distracted. Humanism of the flesh cannot move in the presence of God. Humanism of the flesh cannot move in the presence of God. To hear from God, you must know the difference between the law of attraction and the law of distraction. You're from God. You're from God between the law of attraction. The law of attraction is love. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul, and all your might. And then that law of love will attract the presence of God. When the presence of God comes back, the provision of God come with it. The power of God come with it. The purpose of God come with it. The plan of God come with it. When you can attract the presence of God. These are called worship service. And the center of the stage is God himself. Not me, not you, but God. All right? God's people really come to hear from God. You know, not from us. in a sense, you see. Holy communion in your life, a failure to commune, is known by people who walk in the Spirit. Now, you have to know people in a congregation, there are people who have spirits, and their spirits are trained so they can discern when another spirit is moving. They may not say nothing, but they know the difference. And so we got to make sure we move in the right vein. Are you following it? Why? We missed something. God wanted to say something he couldn't say in that atmosphere. So this lady needs an answer this week. She needs an answer right now. She didn't come to church. She needs an answer right now. And the atmosphere become corrupted and she don't get an answer. We fail, you see. See, you always know that your answer is always here. But people who work in the ministry of health must be alive and sensitive to God and not themselves. Are you following me? This is not a show. This is not a circle. Now, the reason I appointed Terry, see, God sent Terry here. I don't even know Terry. God sent her here to train her and send her here to take this church to another dimension in the spirit of praise and worship. So you notice if you don't go with her, she still go. Yeah. See, that's training and development. You don't pick that up out of the street. That's a gift. So when you got a gift, you have to unwrap it. And so I want the ban to be completely under her jurisdiction. Why? She see better than y'all. See, the atmosphere, what need to be done in all preliminaries in worship service should be preparing for the word. Prepare the people's heart. Don't entertain them. Prepare their heart. All right? Making things happen in the spirit will take divine strength and honor. Making things happen in the spirit. See, you can make a sound. I'm not thinking about no sound. See, for that time in the ministry, I shut everybody down. I just preach. I don't need nobody playing. I don't need nobody saying. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. And I'm wholly upset. It's a disrespect. It's a dishonor. When I leave, I'm still here. Especially when the minister of health. My God. You're supposed to be helping me, not hurting me. Hosting the presence of God or holding the people in hostage. If you don't host the presence of God to come here, you're holding somebody who need a word from God in hostage. See. God is a lover. You got to love God. I said God is a lover. You have to love God. You have to love God. How you love God? You respect him. You honor him. And then you got to watch everything you do to honor God. Now, every person in the ministry of help should be in the prayer life of this church. And prior to service, you don't need to be rubbing around. You need to settle down. Everybody, band, praisers need to settle down and get themselves in the presence of God. So I'm shutting all that down. I don't want no walking up and down, running. You ain't got that much to do. Now listen to what? Listen to what I'm saying here. And I don't care if you're getting mad, because we got to get this straight. Listen. Holy Ghost atmosphere does not come without much prayer. You can never create an atmosphere in the Holy Ghost without prayer. And if you got one dead cat on the line, it hinder the whole flow. So that's why we have to have leaders to tell you, you ain't going to be a dead cat on this line. See, we have to flow. See, feeling and flowing are different. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. You can feel good, but you might not be flowing.
Right. See.
Floods does not come without no water. Yes, you can't have a flood without water. You can't have a flood without rain. Hurting people need encounters, enlightenment, experiences, causing empowerment from God. Hurting people need encounters, enlightenment, experiences, coming, carrying empowerment from God. Now, excuse me. You see, sometimes y'all think I'm cussing when I say hell. I'm dealing with hell itself when I say that. I don't cuss. I'm a covenant man. But you must shut the door on humanistic, holy setting. See, when you violate the spirit of God, you become a whore. Because you're letting a Satan or fleshly power use you because you feel good. Always leave heaven's marks on the people of God so they can keep winning in life. What happened when heaven filled the house with the Holy Ghost? The people become filled with help. Turn to Acts 2 and 1. Because I feel a coldness in here beside the air conditioner. Been here, done that. I've been in the ministry 47 years now. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Everything changed here this morning. I mean, if you wanna resign, let me know. I'm never held hostage by talents. Never. That never ever happened to me because then God stopped being the source of this vision. Okay. There are some dimensions that we haven't gone yet. And we can't get there until certain things like these are exposed. See, when you boys are playing, I don't know what you're playing. But you ought to know what you're playing. And you senior boys should stop them younger boys if they're going somewhere because you see, got a lot of influence. Y'all should stop them. Don't cooperate. Say, no, man, Pastor not here. We can't play this. See, I got it down here. I really don't care if people stare at us. Sometimes I think I'm dreaming. I pinch myself. What the hell? Just to see if I'm awake or not. Is it real, what I feel? Could it be you and me to the end of time? I don't know the song me. You ain't know the song? You ain't know what's going on? You knew? Right here. I gotta be the one you touch. Now, I'm from the street. I know what that means. Ain't talking about Jesus touching me. He was singing something. He touched me. What type of that kind of touch? learn your lesson. And you will never know this too. In my years of ministry, you will never do nothing and I don't find out. No, it's never. You may go 7 years, but I will find out. And I will do what I'm doing right now. And is that a song, I Just Don't Care? See, because I know what this is. I know what we have built here. I know the blood and sweat that have been placed to have us here. Green know. Lewis know. Them boys been here a long time. Yvonne know. They've been here 30-something years. Ruthie know. We've come through a lot of stuff, man, to get here where God can speak to us. Like God will speak to us this morning, like never before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know? I want God to speak to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, why you didn't handle this privately, Pastor? Why didn't handle it privately? It wasn't done privately. Acts 2 now, we'll close. And Martrell was telling me, Martrell was coming out of the hall, Martrell said, now, They start at 10 minutes. I spoil it. I talk to them about 10 minutes. He said, oh, excuse me, Dad. I ain't think about what time it is. I'll hold this thing a half hour up in the service. I don't care. I just don't care. I have no agenda but his agenda. God know we up here. He know why the band not playing, nobody not singing. We up here. You think God know where we at? My God. My God. You know, I study a lot of psychology, but I don't use it in the spirit realm. But I know we have a lot of good people in this room. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of the fact. I'm aware of the fact that we may be pulled off track, but we don't want to be off track. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. I'm hitting my twins and my young musicians who write music here real hard this morning because they got to mature. You know, I know the twins love me. They run me down. They run me all the time. But I got to get them on the ball here to think like I think. At their age, they are ahead of the little children. And they know, they didn't see the whooping before. They know it'll come, you know. And so we just got to be careful. You see, Acts 2, sum it up in four verses. Fire in the house, fire in me. No fire in me, there will be no fire in the house. See? And the Holy Ghost, if you read the scripture, he's very sensitive. He's a dove. And he will flee from anything that does not please the Father. That doesn't mean he's leaving you, but he just won't work with you. He just won't cooperate with you. You can't repent about what you don't know, son. You just didn't know. I thought about you. I said, why he ain't saying something? Y'all like me. We were behind time. You thought we were grooving, man. That's a nice one there. You weren't here. Notice that in Acts 2:1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. One accord. One place. Now, you know, I emphasize real strong operating as one man. That's going to have to be in the spirit because we have different fleshly ties, different things we're dealing with. But our common cause is being in one spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost can lock, lead us together because it's not interfered by my idea, your idea, her idea. You get on one accord in the spirit. You see what I'm saying? It's in the spirit. We all have had different fleshly things happen this week. We dealt with different problems, different people. And so we come here, how we lock in to be one man, it has to be in the spirit. Are you following me? And he says in the second verse, suddenly there came a sound from where? My goodness. As of a rushing mighty wind. And it now you're going to fill the house first where they were sitting. See, the Holy Spirit will fill the house. This is the Lord's house. And the Holy Spirit will fill this house. See, he hasn't filled the people yet. Fill the house. See, invitation is given. And he just comes. See, I can go to praise God right now. He'll fill this room. Yeah, he'll fill his house. He's looking for a house to fill. Not only this house, your house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You welcome his presence. He come. Fill the house. Yeah. He fill the house first.
Yes, sir.
You not feel yet. But an atmosphere has been created for him to fill the house. And that's what we am to do as ministry. In ministry, we want him to fill the house. If the house gets filled, we're not worried about the people getting filled. The people are going to get filled. But trying to get filled in an empty house, it ain't going to work. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. You see, you're trying to do something that you don't have the fuel for. The very atmosphere is not producing what it takes for the field of people. Feel the heart where they were sitting, because they were going to want to call them one play. And then the third verse said, they are appealing to them cloven tongue, lacking the what? And it did what? Wow. Shut up on them. Because of the atmosphere. Glory. I said glory.
Glory.
I love an atmosphere, man. I ain't got no time to play with this thing, man. This ain't no ABC. It's not 1, 2, 3. You know, no, it's not normal. Then you get in the presence of God, it's not normal, you see. The very house where his people are should be filled with him.
Yes.
Lift your hand and pray. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Let's praise him. Father, we just thank you now. Glory to God. Shalababasha. Fill this house. Fill this house. Urababasha takas. Arababasha takas. Fill this house. Shokotalababu kushiti. Urabasha takushiti. Now listen. If you don't fill a house, people's heart can't get filled. You notice there. The fourth word. Now. The atmosphere right now. Now answers come. Healing come. Direction come. You see. See, in this business, you can't drift. And this business, you can't write it down. You can't drift. In this business, you can't be driven. Satan the one drive you. Remember Jesus was driven in the wilderness by Satan? No, you have to have direction. You can't drift. You have to have direction in this business. And you must know sometime, now this is going to help you in your life. You must know sometime God will let you hang over the canyon of defeat. And you're just hanging and you can't do nothing about it. Then the reason he lets you hang, somebody might be hanging this morning. The reason he lets you hang there is that you have to know that you have to trust him. I've been hanging out there many times. Didn't know what to do. Just hanging in mid-air. Can't pray, ain't working. Prayer ain't working. In other words, but he's just getting you where you depend on him. See, sometimes we panic when look like nothing working. When nothing working, it's working. See, you see what I'm saying? It's working without you. Dull moment in your life is for the next leap. You don't have a bad day. Every day is a good day. Whether things look bad or good, God's still working. So the fourth verse saying they're always filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit give utterance. That's one of the most powerful passages in the Bible, and it's based on Acts 1:8. Do not go out there without power. And power has to be received. Right? Power already had been released. Power had to be received on an individual basis, not every day, every moment. when I deal with something, it's over. It's over. I've dealt with it now. It's over. But I think sometimes things are permitted to happen to not, you know, they got a lot of whorish churches. All kind of stuff going on, you know. I mean, all kind of stuff. And they got all kind of deals they're trying to make, all kind, trying to make money, and all kind of stuff. Be thankful, I am, that we have a clean church. I didn't say we have a paper church. But be thankful, you know, be thankful that you know if something going wrong, somebody's leg going to get broken. You know that. You know that. And not a woman in this house can say I ever opposed her. Not a woman. And never say I never eyed her, nothing. I don't plan to pray that. They might have eyed me, but I wasn't looking. So let's keep it wholesome and clean. Let's go to work. Let's build a band and praise him. I'm not praising a woman, but Terry Reddy. You see, I held her back because I wanted her to train the girl who left. See, I love Adrian. Adrian shouldn't have left because she needed the training. And notice how these girls flowing now. These girls are flowing. They're taking the training. It's a training. You see, there are different people at different levels in the spirit. It's not the person, it's the level, it's the price, it's the time and the thing that have been flowing with God. So we just got to flow. How many of y'all are willing to flow? I know you are. I just want to see your hand. Father, I thank you this morning. You've called us together as a family. Some of us have been together for a long time. We love you. We love one another. We respect one another. As we lead this flock, as leaders, help us to understand the wisdom, the discernment, and the understanding and the knowledge we need. Every one of your children here, whatever coming against them, I come against it right now. Whatever door they need to open, I command that door to open in the name of Jesus. And let them walk in a special faith. Help your children know nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible. Change that situation that has been going wrong for a long time. Let an apostolic anointing fall in this room right now. And pioneering, going in new territory, going in new stages of their lives, new doors being opened, new windows being opened. Woo, glory. New opportunity, new privileges. Let it open up right now. Pleased. So what that means? That means everybody in this room is up for a blessing. You can't please God. You can't please God without Him being around. You can't please God without Him being a reward. Now it changed. Not everybody in this room is up for a blessing. You're up for blessings. If you want more. You don't know why I can't. You don't know why I can't. You don't know why I can't. You was up in that room. And you please God. When I say it's impossible, please God, he'll come to God with bleeding in the ears. Are you what? I do. That's what we've been doing in this room. See, we're diligent. The shifting we're making is diligently seeking Him. So it releases His reward. Now that thing, I gotta close. That thing that wouldn't work. We prophesy over you. That thing that seemed like it would never come to pass, is on the way. You know why? Circumstances produce opportunity. So the circumstance we're going through here is not to hold us in bondage, but to correct it and produce the opportunity. Want to change the rest of it? Now you're ready to flow to places you couldn't go. If you had not been in this room this morning, you would never get to that place you're about to go.